views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. So since I've been doing monthly topics, May has now ended, and we have shifted into June's topic, which is all about learning to heal the emotional body and really digging into what is this emotional body. So if you tuned into Dr. Pat and I yesterday, we had a wonderful discussion about healing the emotional body. And we are going to continue that today with my friend Jessica and really start to explore what this idea of the emotional body, what it is and how it affects our life and how you can use it to enhance your life. And so I wanted to make sure we are all operating from the same definition of what the emotional body is. So like Dr. Pat and I talked about yesterday, our emotional body consists of all of our emotions, our feelings, our passions, our desires. And the way I explained it is that our emotional body is this carbon copy of the physical body, again, containing our feelings and emotions. And like our physical body, our emotional body can be hurt, it can be stressed, and the way we feel it is differently. So we're going to spend this month discussing what goes on in the emotional body and how we can begin to heal this hurt that we've experienced. And so I have to say, now that we are a month into this show, I am really, really enjoying the energy that it brings. And so today, our guest, Jessica, I met because of this show. So I went to this networking event with the intent of meeting the speaker. I loved her topic. And the instant Jessica started to talk, she said three things. First, she says, "I work with deep feelers and deep thinkers." And I went, okay, where's my notebook? Like, we are going to start taking notes with this girl. I love this girl. I gotta know what she's talking about. And then she starts saying, she's going to teach us how to manage your energy. And I looked at my friend and I said, I need to know this girl. She's going to be in my life. She's going to be on the radio show. So here we are. I'm so excited to have life coach and spiritual mentor, Jessica Duchesnack, to join us today. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much, Audrey. I'm so excited to be here.
I am too. This is fun. So yeah, like I said, this radio show is just creating so much fun energy and you came into my life because of it. And so I'm really excited to see where our discussion goes today. So this is going to be fun.
Yes. Yes. Me too.
So let's just get into it. So tell us what you mean. Like I said, you opened your discussion at the networking event saying that you work with deep feelers. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So as deep feelers, and I like to add the term deep thinkers as well, we actually have a more sensitive nervous system. And so what I mean by that is we're taking in more information than someone who is not a deep feeler and a deep thinker. So a deep feeler and a deep thinker walks into like a networking event and they immediately are aware of everything that is going on. They're aware of the people who are talking across the room. They're aware of the smell. They're aware of all the sounds. They're aware of everything that's happening. And for a deep feeler and a deep thinker, this can be really overwhelming if we don't know how to manage it.
Exactly. Like this was so me to a T. And I never, well, I know now, but for the longest time, I didn't know that it was possible to feel other what other people were feeling, right? Mm-hmm. I felt it, but I didn't have the verbiage to describe it. And I love the term that you use. I'd never used deep feeler, but I love it. I was just like, nail on the head. This is perfect. And so what I love about your work now is you are taking these deep feelers, deep thinkers, and helping us, I'm using us because I'm included, helping us transition into being a heart-centered leader. And I think that is so beautiful. So what are some of the steps that you teach for us deep feelers to become leaders?
Yeah, so great question. And really at the heart of that question and really stepping up as a heart-centered leader is really learning how to shift out of your shadows and learning how to really run your life and your business from a place of being connected to your strengths. And a huge part of that is really about managing your energy so that you have a strong energetic foundation.
Exactly. Yeah, that's like my daily, managing my energy so that I can show up fully for the ladies that I support and show up fully, you know, for the radio show or for coaching and writing and, you know, everything that you're up to. Yes. So how does this tie back to the emotional body for you? How does being this deep feeler and then transitioning into a heart-centered leader, how does that show up in our emotional body?
Yeah, so great question. So there's many ways that this shows up in the emotional body, but one thing is we're just taking in so much information and this gets lodged in our emotional body. And for most of us, we have had the experience of feeling unsafe because we felt different, because we were taking in all this information, and that's all in the emotional body. And so it's so imperative for us to look at that and to heal the emotional body, because if we don't, it just really, we're like carrying around this baggage that doesn't belong in our body.
Right. It doesn't belong to us.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so, I mean, last week I was talking to Dr. Nadine about energy in the workplace. Like the way we were talking about was being grounded in your feminine energy in the workplace. But this is essentially the same thing, right? Understanding that when you go into these networking events, like when you and I met, deep feelers are going to feel what everybody is feeling. And it's usually a lot of like nervousness, right? If you don't know a lot of people, you start to feel nervous. And then even like for you, right? Standing and leading us all through these exercises, how do you manage your energy to show up for the rest of us and allow us to grow, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a daily practice. It is for me anyways, like managing my energy so that I can show up well for those in my life.
It is for me as well.
Yeah. So another way I've heard people put it is having an empathetic nervous system.
Yes.
People who have an empathetic nervous system are feeling what other people are feeling. So tell us like what's one, how's it show up for you? Let me just ask you that way. How's it show up for you when you're like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling other people's stuff? What's that like?
So it usually feels either like a heaviness in my body or there's like this immediate energy shift for me. So I go from feeling really great and feeling like I'm on top of the world, and all of a sudden I feel tired, I feel sad, I feel angry. And I really learned, like in the past, I'd be like, what is happening? What is going on here? And I would internalize it and feel like, oh, I'm doing something wrong. But I've learned that when that happens, to really look inside and to really ask, is this mine? Or is this someone else's? And what is really going on here? And then really being able to move out that energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have to ask too. And it shows up kind of the way I talk about it is I'll go from 0 to 60 in like a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden I'm just like really pissed about something and I don't know why. Like, why am I so angry or irritated or whatever? And that's my indicator that that it's somebody else's and I just need to like take a minute. And like you said, how much of this is mine is a question that I ask myself, like how much of this is mine? And usually, again, Dr. Nadine and I were talking about this last week, like usually it's a pretty small percentage of what's actually mine, you know, 5%, 10%, which means 90% of what I'm feeling isn't mine. That was a huge realization for me.
Yeah, and it's really freeing to realize that and to know that then you don't have to take that on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you have choice in the matter to be like, yes. Oh, not mine. Got it. I can wipe the slate clean and go about my business with, you know, expanding that 5 or 10% that was mine back into 100% and get back to, I think the word that you used was feeling on top of the world and like connected and get back to that space. So this is beautiful. So right now we need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue discussing how deep feelers and thinkers can manage their energy in a way that allows you to show up authentically in the world. And this is the fun part. We're going to be taking some calls. So if you're interested in having your questions answered by Jessica about how to show up as a heart-centered leader, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. So you're listening to Rewired Life Radio on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, and my guest, Jessica Duchesnek. You can learn more about my book, Coaching, and find some free meditations at audreymichelle.com. And again, when we come back, we're going to continue chatting with Jessica. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics,
Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back on Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. Today, my guest is Jessica Duchesnack, who is talking with us about healing our emotional body and how deep feelers and thinkers can manage their energy. So before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how they can learn more about Jessica and the best way for you to find out more about her work. So Jessica, what's the best way for us to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can go to my website. It's www.inspowered, so it's I-N-S, and then the word power, E-D, coaching.com.
Yeah, I love it. You've taken inspired and empowered and kind of slammed them together, and inspowered is how I say it, right? Inspowered,
yes.
Coaching.
Yes. Yeah.
So I love it. Awesome. So thank you. Just a reminder, we are taking questions from our listeners. If you're interested in getting some of your questions answered, you can call in at 800-930-2819. Okay, so continuing our discussion here about how deep feelers and thinkers can manage their energy. So in my discussions over the last month, one of the things that shows up most often is in that first step in healing is awareness, right? Being aware and being able to recognize that we are not in alignment with our best self. So Jessica, you have seen a pattern develop in your own work of what's the most common feeling or emotion that you tend to see with deep feelers?
Yeah, so I really see that we tend to go to overprotection. And this goes back to what I was talking about earlier about how for many of us who are deep feelers and deep thinkers, it never felt safe for us to be ourselves. And so that fear comes up, that lack of safety comes up, and immediately we put up these layers of overprotection to try to keep us safe. And the thing is, though, they're false sense of safety.
A layers false sense of safety, yeah.
They're going to keep us safe, but yeah, I think it's going to keep us safe, but it's really just this like elaborate thing that we have going that's very difficult to actually maintain, and it takes a lot of energy, and a lot of it is done unconsciously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very exhausting to operate from something that is not authentically you. Mm-hmm. So I just want to repeat just a little bit. It sounds like we cut out just a little bit. So you're saying overprotection is what we tend to go to because we don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, is widespread, really, when you experience something, you know, either as a child or even today, like we can continue to use the networking experience example, right? If we walk into a networking event and we're protecting ourselves because, you know, this isn't like my favorite thing to do, so I'm just going to kind of walk in quietly. And then, but what if nobody talks to you, right? And you're not making the effort, and other people are talking to, you know, they know people. And you walk away from that hour being like, you know what? Networking isn't safe for me. Nobody talked to me. That hurt my feelings. And now, you know, now you're overprotecting yourself and not getting yourself out there. That's one layer of what we're talking about, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I love how you connected it to networking, because I see that that is a huge thing for those of us who are stepping up as leaders. And for those of us who are business owners, is like getting out and connecting with people and allowing ourselves to be seen as who we are.
Yeah. Yeah, and being seen authentically, right? And when you're when you're first stepping out into your power and authentically leading from your heart center, it can be scary, right?
Yes.
So but at the same time, what I've seen is, as scared as I am to open up and say, hey, here's what I do, when I finally do say it out loud, I authentically connect with another person. It feels really good. You just have to like step over that overprotection. Mm-hmm. And so this for you now, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, is your masterclass. So this is the first call in your upcoming masterclass.
Yes. Yes. So the title of the call is Release Overprotection and Activate Possibility.
Oh, yummy. So yummy. Okay, so tell us, how can we manage our energy through feeling the need to protect ourselves from being hurt?
Yeah, so the first thing, and I just love how you were talking about this, is to be aware of it. I mean, that really is the first step, because if we're not aware that we are trying to protect ourselves from being hurt or from being unsafe, then there's nothing we can really do about it. So that
right.
first step is...
If you're still stuck in the like, oh, nobody wanted to talk to me, so that's not the networking event for me, mm-hmm. right? That's one mm-hmm. way that we can... essentially lie to ourselves about what's actually going on.
Yes.
So if we can get past that and recognize like, you know what, something's going on for me, right? Mm-hmm. Then what?
Mm-hmm. So the next step is to really do some self-inquiry about what is happening for us. So to really get clear about what are you trying to protect yourself from? And that's a question that I ask myself on almost a daily basis mm-hmm. when I do feel the overprotection coming in is, okay, what is this about? What am I afraid is going to happen? And then to also ask yourself the question after you kind of hone in on, oh, okay, I'm afraid that I'm going to be hurt or I'm afraid that I'm going to be rejected, to really ask yourself, okay, like, is that really true? Like, what is the worst case scenario if that does happen? Because our mind just immediately goes down this neural pathway of it's unsafe, we have to protect. But when we start to look at it, when we start to ask ourselves those questions, we realize that it's actually not going to go down that way that the mind says, and that actually we can shift our thinking and we can shift our response.
Yes. Yes. So for somebody who doesn't necessarily have the tools to shift, that's where you come in. That's where this masterclass comes in, and you are going to, you know, help people start to learn new tools of being able to deal with overprotection yes. and learn for themselves how overprotection shows up for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know for myself, you know, essentially what happens is our mind says, oh man, like that really sucked. I don't want to experience that again, you know? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's unsafe. That experience, uh-huh. those people, that place is unsafe, and I will do whatever it takes to not feel that way again. And so mm-hmm. usually we just, you know, write somebody or something off from a place of fear mm-hmm. instead of from a place of starting to understand what's going on and starting to understand for ourselves, like, did I show up fully at that networking event or did I show up out of fear? Mm-hmm. And now my ego is just like, oh, that those people aren't for me, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it is we tend to make up.
Yes.
But yeah, the truth really then is underneath that protection. That's where the learning is. And that's where mm-hmm. like the juicy bits and pieces are, right?
Yes. Yes. There is so much juiciness under the overprotection. And there's also so much freedom underneath the overprotection.
Mm-hmm. So how have you been able to show up now that, that you have learned for yourself where you're overprotecting? How has that helped you show up fully?
Hmm. I show up in a completely different way now that I'm really aware of the ways that I overprotect. And I've also really done a lot of the inner work to really shift out of that. And I find that I'm more bold. I'm able to really speak my truth. I feel more confident and I feel more of a sense of inner peace and of inner calm. And I feel more grounded.
Yeah. And it comes across. I mean, obviously, when I heard you speak at Rising Tide here in Denver, I think maybe you got two sentences into what you had to say. And I was like, and I'm going to know this girl now. Like, because I could just sense like she, you know, I could sense that you were grounded within yourself and you really were attuned to what you're up to and confident in what you were up to. And I mean, it comes across in every discussion we've had, you know, you're very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a really freeing experience because that was not my reality like 2 years ago or even a year ago.
Mm-hmm. So what's different for you? How does that feel?
It really feels lighter. There's this sense of lightness and this sense of just really being able to step up as a leader and really feeling more confident and being able to do my work in a deeper way and to impact people in a deeper way as a result.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what I love about you, I hope you're okay with me sharing this. You have, one of the things you've been honest with yourself about is how you want to spend your work day.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do not get up early in the morning and start working.
Yes.
I love that about you because I don't either. So when you're like, oh, my first appointment's at noon, but I work till, what was it, 8 or something?
Yeah, like 9.
Yeah. I thought that was awesome. Just in being honest with yourself, like I don't show up as my best self at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, or whatever it was for you. And I'm the same way. Just like, yeah, the early bird might get the worm, but I'm going to show up as my best self at 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I take an afternoon break and it's so amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm really able to be really connected in with myself and my energy and be really present in the work that I do as a result.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Okay, so my dear, we need to take a quick break. And before we do, Jessica, will you tell us just when your masterclass starts and how our listeners can get a hold of that?
Yeah, so my masterclass, the first class is going to be on Wednesday, June 21st, and it's going to start at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. And you can go to my website, inspiredcoaching.com, and you can click on masterclass, and all the information is there.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so you're listening to Rewired Life Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. If you go to audreymichelle.com, there is more information about my book, coaching, free content, and you can find out more about what the upcoming topics are for Rewired Life Radio. And when we come back, Jessica and I are going to talk more about leading from your intuition. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today my guest is life coach and spiritual mentor, Jessica Duchesnack, who is talking with us about not only healing the emotional body, but managing our energy. And again, you can learn more about Jessica and her work by going to inspoweredcoaching.com and find out the many different tools that she has for you. In ways that she has for you to show up as a heart-centered leader. So a couple weeks ago, I did a show about acting on your intuition. And Jessica, the work that you do is taking that idea and moving it forward into our work, leading with intuition. So first tell us, what do you mean by intuition?
Yeah, so by intuition, what I really see is it's that inner knowing that's inside of us that never lies, that always knows so much more than the physical mind can ever comprehend. And I also see that intuition is always expansive and the ego mind is always constrictive.
That's wonderful. Yeah, Dr. Pat and I yesterday were talking about how our body is smarter than our mind. So I was talking about our emotional body, our, you know, listening to your body is smarter than our brain.
Yes.
So yes. And too, the idea of love and intuition being an expansive feeling and fear and ego being the restrictive. That's a perfect way to put it because it's literally how it feels for me anyway.
Yes. And another thing that I actually, my mentor had told us this, and I just love it. So another distinction between the intuition and the ego mind is if it doesn't make sense, that's actually a really good sign. And that means that it's probably intuition and your mind is trying to make sense of it.
Yes. I love it. That's perfect. When you're just like, that makes absolutely no sense. Perfect. Perfect.
Let me
gonna
do
go
it.
With it. Let's just run with it. Okay. So once we're able to release overprotection, we are no longer making choices from our mind, from ego, from fear. So how do you find balance between the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and find that balance and be able to really listen to your intuition?
Yes. So really, it all really comes down to really knowing what your intuition is saying and how it communicates to you, and being able to connect in with it so that you're not making those like business or life decisions from that limited view of the ego mind of like just what the mind can see, but you're really aligning your mind, your soul, and your body when you connect in and when you listen to your intuition.
Yes. So how's that show up for you?
So actually over the last probably 6 months, I've really dived more deeply into this. And there, like in the past, what I would have done is like, for example, my masterclass, I would have planned that from a place of being connected to like my visionary strength, which is a great strength, but it would really be, I'd be in my mind and I would have these amazing ideas and I would take them and run with them. And now what I do is like for my masterclass, I really had those ideas and then I connected in with my intuition about each and every idea that I was receiving and really made sure that they all felt aligned with me. And I made some shifts to just really make sure that it was really aligned before I put anything in writing, before I took any action.
Yeah. So for you, because you said you shifted some things that didn't feel aligned, how did you know? How did you know it wasn't aligned?
Yeah. So really for me, it's really connecting in with my body and feeling what it feels like in my body. Does it feel expansive? Does it feel constrictive? And if it feels constrictive at all, then I really look at that and I check in with that and I really see, okay, what's not aligned here and what needs to shift. And I just keep checking in. Okay, this feels more expansive. This feels more aligned with me.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say for myself, I like the expansive and restrictive. And again, since Dr. Pat and I were talking about this just yesterday, the way it shows up in my body, if I'm not aligned first, I have this little, I call it sticky rib on my left side. You know how if you like turn, if you've ever had like a rib just kind of like click, you know,
uh-huh,
and it kind of just like, ooh, turning doesn't feel that easy. I get that. That's my first indicator of like, wow, you're really not listening to yourself. Something is off. And so sticky rib will just kind of like raise its hand and be like, hello, are you, where are you? Come back. Like something isn't right. We need to figure this out. And so that's my first one. And then if it like really goes on, which doesn't happen quite so much anymore, but it used to then, I would take stress and negativity and I say I would wad it up and shove it in my uterus. And that's where I would feel it, is in my abdomen and my lower back. Yeah. So, it shows up very, very quickly in my body. And I know that not all people are like that. So I was just curious, you know, for you, it seems to be just a feeling, a gut feeling of expansiveness or, shrinking. So that's fascinating.
Yeah. And it's also in my chest. I love what you just shared. And the place that I really feel it is in my chest. Like it's either expansive in my chest and like I can really take a deep breath, or it's not. And I really can only take a shallow breath. And it's literally like there's a weight on my chest.
Perfect. I love that. Yeah. I have one client who sneezes. I'm just like, can I have sneezes? Can I not have like lower back pain and like sticky rib? I was like, how beautiful is that? She's like, yeah, if things are off, I just start sneezing.
Wow.
Oh, man. Wow. That's perfect. Okay. So now tell me, how has it been for you to lead and for your clients to lead from a place of balance?
It's so freeing, and it's so much more easeful. You actually don't have to work as hard. You don't have to work as much, and things line up. You do your part. You take that aligned action, but things just start to line up, and it really is a different way of working, a different way of taking action. And I can guarantee everyone who's listening to this, once you tap into this way of taking action, you'll never want to go back.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's once you're tapped into it, it's like the universe shows up for you. You know, and when you're tuned in, you can see those things. You can see what's showing up, and you can see where you're supposed to say yes. Mm-hmm. You know, like again, our networking event, right? I'm tuned into what I'm supposed to be up to enough to know when that thing came across, and I had never been to this particular one before. It had come across my feed plenty, but whatever the promo was for your day, I was like, yep. And I'm not kidding. My friend who I know is listening right now did the same dang thing. Like the two of us, our brains are like just so intuitively connected on an energetic level that she like pinged me on Facebook and was like, we're going to this, right? And I'm like, yes, we are. So, you know, and it's very quick. Like you said, it took no effort. You know, I saw it come across my feed. It came across hers and she's like, we're going, right? Yep, done. It took 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went there, and 2 sentences in, you said exactly what I needed to hear. And we did an exercise, and the woman that I was paired with, like, we had a great time. And, you know, afterwards, I was like, hi, do you want to be on my radio show? I love what you're up to. You know, it was all very easy and seamless. And so, you know, like you said, leading from balance is just like freeing and ease. And for everybody involved, not just for you, right? Mm-hmm. It's freeing and easy for everybody involved. Like everything just kind of clicks and it doesn't have to be hard. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you get to let the universe do its part, because I feel like so often we block the universe from doing its part because we're trying to do everything.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a quick tool for us to reconnect to intuition?
Yes. So my quick tool is I'll place my hand on my heart and then I'll either say out loud or just bring an option to mind. So maybe I'm asking, is it in my highest interest to go to this networking event? So I do a yes and I do a no. And for the yes, like I take a deep breath in and I notice, is that breath expansive or does it feel constrictive? And I do the same thing for the no. And then I really see, okay, which one was more expansive.
Awesome. So tell us one more time, your website and your masterclass. When does all this start?
Yes. So my website is inspiredcoaching.com. My masterclass series, it starts on June 21st at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. And you can find all the information on my website under the tab labeled Masterclass.
Perfect. Okay, so we need to take a quick break. This is Audrey Michelle on Rewired Life Radio. And as we go to break, I want to remind you, I know I've mentioned a couple times some previous episodes. So if you have missed any previous episodes, you can always go get the replay or the download by simply going to rewiredliferadio.com. Okay, we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi there, we are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today I have Jessica Duchesnack with us, talking about how to heal the emotional body and how being a heart-centered leader takes managing your energy. So before we went to break, Jessica and I were chatting about leading from intuition, and now we want to start discussing how to be grounded in your authentic self. So first, I want to thank you, Jessica, for being with us today. Super fun.
Yes, thank you.
I know. So I know the idea of energy management is very close to my heart and to yours. And I have learned some really great new tools, quick ones. The one that you know, just breathing into a decision you shared with us right before we went to break is definitely something I will be incorporating into my own practice. So once again, I want you to share with us where we can find out more about your upcoming master class.
Yes. So my master class is happening. Well, the first call, so there's going to be three calls, is going to be on June 21st. And you can go to my website, inspiredcoaching.com, and click on the tab labeled master class.
Perfect. And so your masterclass is split into three sections, and you can choose to be in one or all three, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And what topics are you covering in each call?
Yeah, so we're actually covering a similar topic to what we've been talking about here together today. Mm-hmm. So call number one is going to be about releasing overprotection and activating possibility, and that call is June 21st. The second call is going to be in July, and it's about leading with your intuition. And the third call is going to be in August, and the topic is be grounded in your authentic self.
Awesome.
And you can pick and choose if there's just one topic that speaks to you, you can just attend that one, or you can attend all three calls for the price of two.
Right. And do you have to attend live?
No. So I do recommend, if you are able to attend live, to do that, because it is going to be interactive and there is going to be time for questions. But if you're really interested and you're not able to attend live, that's fine. And I will be sending out a recording after each event that you can listen to.
Awesome. Yeah, that's super helpful. Okay, so you mentioned the last class is about being grounded in your authentic self. So what do you mean by being grounded?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so by being grounded, I really see that it's about being centered and really being connected to our strengths. And one thing that I really see for those of us as deep feelers and deep thinkers is that because we're taking in so much information, it can really feel like we're up high. Like I sometimes describe it as feeling energetically high. Like I just feel like I'm not on the ground. I'm like up in the sky. And when we're in that place, it's more difficult for us to really access our strengths and for us to really be able to sustain that energy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's interesting that you say you float. I feel heavy if I'm not grounded in myself. But again, this is like, you know, taking on other people's energy. It feels heavy to me. So I actually kind of like, we need an average of the two of us to, you know, bring us back to being grounded. So how does this idea of being grounded allow you to be a heart-centered leader?
Yeah. So I really see that a huge part of being a heart-centered leader is really connecting in with our strengths, like I talked about earlier. And when I'm talking about strengths, I'm talking about the unique gifts and talents that we naturally possess as deep feelers and deep thinkers. So that's like deep feeling, deep listening, being a visionary, really being empathic, but using it as a strength instead of a shadow, and really being conscientious, really being detail oriented. And so it's really important for us to be grounded to access those strengths so that then we can step up as that heart-centered leader.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, the awareness of what your strengths are. So up until I had gone through, you know, my healing journey, I would have told you I was very much an A-type personality, organized, detailed lists, like everything, you know, my day was like, I'm getting all the things done that I want to do. And I, it's not authentically me. And this more, like you're saying, heart-centered leader and following my intuition is more me, listening to my body, right? And being able to identify, like, sometimes I do need that type A personality of like organizing things, but then I need space to be, to follow my intuition and work through all these different things. So I loved how you put that, being aware of, you know, am I grounded in my authentic self, or do I need to pull some of these skills from elsewhere and then get regrounded, I think is super, super important.
Yeah, I would agree. And the other thing that I just wanted to add there, I can so resonate with being like that type A personality. I definitely would go into that as well. And I really see that that can be such a form of overprotection that we can go into as deep feelers and deep thinkers.
Mm-hmm. If I just organize my day better, if I just make a list, then it'll be, you know, then I'll get all my things done, or, you know, whatever it is we like to tell ourselves.
Yeah. And if I just do more, then, you know, maybe I'd be further along if I just pushed a little harder. And it just is really not true, because at that moment, like you said, we're disconnected from ourselves.
Okay. We have a few minutes left, but I always like to ask if my guests can share with us how you start each day and set intentions so that you can work from a space of high vibration.
Yes. So I do a couple things. So one, I usually eat breakfast outside, especially since now it's summer. Beautiful. And just really get grounded by being on the grass, on the ground. And then I'll take a walk to really be grounded in my body. And then I'll usually use some form of energy management that I'll actually be teaching during my master class. I use it a couple different forms to really just connect in with spirit and to really be clear about my intentions for the day and about what I really want to create that day.
That's wonderful. So I can't believe our hour is up. This went so fast. Jessica, I had so much fun.
Me too. It went so fast.
I know. So one more time, if you are interested in learning more about what Jessica is up to, you can visit her website at inspiredcoaching.com. I want to thank my guest today, Jessica Duchesnack, for teaching us deep feelers and deep thinkers how to manage our energy. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I had a wonderful time. Always, you can join us Wednesdays at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or on the Transformation Radio Network. Next week on Rewired Life Radio, I have author and keynote speaker Sahar Pazaranda, whom I adore. I met in New York a few years ago, and we have stayed in touch. She's an amazing person and will be sharing with us about how to release emotional baggage. So have a good week, and we'll see you next Wednesday on Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.